We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shutfin, Halachot Beis, Paragraph Dalet. This is the final paragraph of this halacha, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to be wrapping up what we spoke about. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza, we see therefore, based on what we've been learning, She'ikar Tikun Hamasu Matan, Hualidei Bechinas Hamshoch HaSholim Kanal. That the main goal of business is to get to peace. V'zeo b'china shutfus. And this is the concept of a partnership, as we discussed earlier. Ki zehu ikar b'china sashutfus. Because this is really what we're striving for in a partnership, that there should be genuine peace. Ki ikar tikana masumatn shubhinas geirim. Rav Nosson Zal now is going back to the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, chapter 14 in the first half of Likutei Moran. There Rabbeinu Zal speaks about achieving shalom, and he speaks about accomplishing it through bringing people close to Hashem, especially those who are far, especially Balei Tshuva and Gerim. And Rabbeinu Zal says the way that that's accomplished is by studying the Torah in such a way. We know that each letter in the Torah corresponds to a different neshama, a different soul. And when the Torah is being studied properly, the letters interacting causes the neshamos to interact. And this brings about a zivug haneshamos, this brings about a mating between the souls, which is actually what produces the souls of Gerim. Rabbeinu Zal explains this elaborately over there in chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, and we discussed this in the previous shir. V'alkein lefomim yefsher lohorim ulahalois hamasu matan, kim alidei shemiskashrim umishtatfim yachad shnayim oishloisha anoshim. And this will explain why sometimes it's impossible to accomplish a business goal, to do a deal, without having adding at least one additional person or two additional people, without two or three partners being involved. Vayidei shutfus shelahem, and by these people combining together, miskashrim gam nishmoisein, by them joining together in business, their souls are also joined together, umeirin zeloze, and they shine light into each other. Vaideze yecholim lahorim beyoisra samasumatin, and that gives them the ability to accomplish the business deal by people pooling their resources, their money, whatever it is. Shehu bechinas gerim, which we said before, that the real goal involved in the business is to produce these souls, the neshamos of Gerim. Ki ikar ha-Gerim nishavan al-yidei b'china zu kanal. Because this is one of the most important ways that the souls of Gerim are produced. Through this interaction between the souls that's brought about through the study of Torah in a certain way, especially tzaddikim when they're teaching Torah, causes this interaction between the souls, which brings about the birth of new souls, the neshamos of Gerim. And we said before that in Masa Umatan, when people are conducting business, there's a connection to the Torah. The important goal while connecting business is not to detach it from the Torah. Towards the end of the previous paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal quoted the Mishnah in Perek Yavos, Toiv Torah im Derech Eretz. It's good when you combine Torah and work and business, because the combination of them eliminates sin. Eliminates sin means brings about Balei Tshuva, Gerim. V'ze b'chinas mashon rabbi seinu zal. And with this, we'll also understand another statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that one of the reasons why taking on a partner is mazola de beitrei odif. The good fortune of two people is more powerful than one sometimes. So sometimes you'll have one person who's trying to acquire a certain business deal. He's trying to buy a building, And even if the person has the financial resources to do it, sometimes he'll look to take a partner because he knows that to pick up this project, to do this project on his own, might be too difficult. Two people together might be easier, pooling not just their monies, but pooling their time, their brain power, and their experience in order to be able to achieve the goal. So the wording in the Gemara is, Mazolo de Beitrei Odif. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, we know that the word mazel has several different meanings. Mazel is used to mean luck, sometimes luck, good fortune. Mazel is something that's associated also with the constellations of the stars. We know that the other nations of the world, their destiny is affected by the stars and the constellations of the stars, which are called mazolos. But the Gemara tells us, Ein mazel li Yisrael. The stars, those things, have no power over the Jews. Our power is the power of tefillah. Prayer can override and supersede whatever the stars would be showing. Now Rav Nosson Zal here is going to use a different definition of the word mazel. We'll see in a moment. Before we continue, I want to mention that today's shir is dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Rabbi Yitzchok Leib, Rabbi Nachum, whose yortzeit is tomorrow on Friday. We don't have the shir on Friday, so we're dedicating the shir today, Le'iloi Nishmasai. And also the father of another good friend of ours, Reb Shloimoi Rabbi Nachum Tzvi, where the yortzeit of his father is today. Their neshama should have aliyahs, and they should be melitzei toy for us and all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, Mazel ze bechinas shoyresh haneshamois shebemachshova tchila. The term mazel is used in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah to refer to the highest, highest spiritual place. The source of the souls in Hashem's original intent. Well, Hashem's original intention, machshava tchila, Hashem's original intent to create the world, Hashem's first thought about creating the world was based on the fact that there'll be Jews, there'll be a Jewish nation and souls, etc., where those souls are connected in the beginning, before creation, that's called mazel also. Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, v'noizlim min levonoin. If there's a certain light that comes streaming forth from Lebanon, the word levonoin means Lebanon. The word levono in the Zohar HaKadosh says is also min libuna demoicha, the white matter of the brain, which again refers to a very high spiritual place. Sheshom shoyresh haneshamois shebemachshova tchila. That's the source and the origin of the souls in Hashem's original machshova. Veze bechinas mazel. And that's what the Gemara is hinting to here when the Gemara uses the term mazel, v'ze mazolo de beitrei odif, that the mazel of two is more powerful than one, meaning, machmashe miskashrin umizdavgin yachad nishmoiseyen, because as we learned earlier, when partners join together in business, it's not just a business connection, there's a union between their souls that takes place. It's like a zivug. Which results in producing the souls of gerim, of converts, whereby the greatest, the most important accomplishment of business is this. And this is also why we learned earlier, just a verbal commitment is not enough to establish a partnership according to the Torah. They have to make a kinyan. Kedei lahalois hanitzoitzois shabamasumatin, in order to elevate the holy sparks that are found in whatever they're doing business in, whether it's real estate, whether it's movable objects, whatever it is, shemishtatvenavuroi, which they're becoming partners in related to that particular thing. Libechinas, to attach it, Libechinas kanfei habegodim, to attach it to the corner of the garment. We had learned earlier that the most popular kinyan that's usually used is called kinyan sudar, where they use a handkerchief or some other garment, and the two partners hold on to the corners of the garment. The knaf habeged, it's called. And we said that knaf is also the terminology that's used when people are coming close to Hashem. People who are far away come close to Hashem. We use the terminology that they come tachas kanfei ha-shechina, under the wings of the Shechina. The word kanfei means wings. The word konaf also means the corner of the garment. And Rabbi Nosson Zalman, the previous shiur, had made the connection that, again, one of the main goals in doing business is this union of the souls, which produces souls of Gerim, which come under the wings of the Shechina, tachas kanfei ha-shechina. That's why one of the pieces of the puzzle, one of the pieces of doing business, of establishing a partnership, is making a kinyan, which involves the corner of a garment, this knaf habeged, which is associated with the kanfei shechina, with these souls coming under the kanfei shechina. Shehem bechinas kovoid. And we know that garments, clothing, represent kovoid, the respect of a person, the respectability of a person. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. And that's what establishes the partnership. When they make a kinyan, and especially kinyan sudur, which involves holding on to the corners of a garment. Because even a partnership in business, which we said before is about achieving peace, because we said that the whole how business begins is through a lack of peace. He wants to sell, he wants to buy. He wants to get rid of this, he wants to acquire this. So they're not in the same place. It's two people who are opposites of each other. They're opposing, they have opposing opinions. This guy thinks that this is something to get rid of, and this one thinks it's something to acquire. That's how it begins. And if the deal is consummated properly in a kosher way and everybody's satisfied, he got his money exactly the way he wanted, he got the product, then there's shalom. We establish a shalom. We took things from a position, something that started out as a conflict, and we use that to make peace between two individuals. Kigam hashutfus shebemasumat mishubchinas hamshach hashalom kanal, because even this kind of a partnership, which is about achieving peace, cannot be accomplished without this kinyan sudur, shehu bechinas alias hakovoid, which is an example of elevating, increasing the kovoid of Hashem, because kovoid is garments, as Rabbi Nizal shows over there, and we're using the garment as part of the kinyan. This helps us achieve shalom, peace, when is batel hasheker, and to eliminate lies and falsehood. Kimiachar shashutvus b'shul masumatan, shenimshach mimachloikis, because of the fact that we're talking here about a partnership that's being established in order to accomplish a transaction. And we said that transactions are the result of machloikis, where he wants to buy, he wants to sell. It's people who are on opposite sides of the pendulum. Because of that, because it starts from machlokes, ein loikiyim bidvorim yalma, we don't allow it to be established with words alone. A partnership is not established with words alone. Ki yochol lehizbatel hashutfis ulehizchalek, because it's easy for a partnership to fall apart like that and to split. Since one of the foundations of business is machloikis, is people who are on opposite ends. Alkein, tzrichen la'asos kinyan, therefore they have to do something to lock it in, to make it permanent. They make a kinyan, kemoy ha'kinyan shel kol dover kishkonen oisoy. Just like whenever you want to buy something, you have to make a kinyan. You purchase it with money, you pick up the object, you move the object. That shows that you have acquired ownership of the object. So too, when partners make a decision to go into a partnership, in order to establish the partnership, it requires a kinyan also. Dehainu kinyan sudur, especially kinyan sudur, shehu ikra kinyan b'chol advorim, which is the most popular and standard kinyan to acquire any kind of thing, be it property, movable objects, because Kinyan Suder uses a garment, and garments represent kavoid, so this elevates the kavoid, v'nimshach sholoim, and it leads to peace, v'azayin shum chazoro kanal. And if the partnership was done with a Kinyan, then there's no retracting, there's no reversals, nobody can back out. Ki ikr tikun hamasumatin alidei b'chinas hamshach sholoim. Because the main goal and the main tikun of business is to bring down peace. V'ze ikar ashutfis b'shvil hamshach sholoim. And that's the whole essence of the partnership, to draw, to bring this sholoim. Because we said partnership, the souls unite together, they produce neshamas of Geirin, that elevates the kavod of Hashem, which leads to shalom. She'ikar tikun hamasumatan al yedei zeh, whereby the main tikun of all business is through shalom. So he spoke about masumatan, Rav Nosson Zal spoke about masumatan, business, and he spoke about partnerships, and he showed parallels between both of them. In order to really appreciate this halacha that we just learned, if a person is more familiar with the chapter in Likut Imran, it's a chapter in Likut Imran that deals with a few different issues. And if you're familiar with it, things click. If you're less familiar, it's a little bit more difficult to follow. But if one does make the connection between chapter 14 and Likut Imran and this halacha, it's clear, it fits like a glove. You know, the explanation that Rav Nosson Zal gave. Now we go on to Halacha Gimel, which is based on a different chapter in Likut Imran. A famous chapter. This is the final chapter, the final shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his lifetime. Rabbeinu Zal passed away Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The Rosh Hashanah before that was the last official shiur that he gave, where he spoke for a few hours, despite the fact that he was bleeding from the throat, from tuberculosis, 3 years of tuberculosis, which caused heavy bleeding. Despite that, he went ahead and gave this shiur with incredible mesiras nefesh. And that shiur is quoted in maybe 15 places in Likutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on it and uses that shiur to enlighten us on different topics, as we're going to see here. In addition, this coming Shabbos is Shabbos Shira. We're going to read about the splitting of the Red Sea. Paragraph Bays, which we're about to learn, I hope, is going to give us clarity on that topic, Kriyas Yamsuf. Rav Nosson Zal begins by quoting the law in Shulchan Aruch, Ein hashutvus nigmar bedvorim, a partnership is not established with words alone, ela bekinyan. They must make a kinyan, something, take physical action to show that they're joining in a partnership. V'chulu, etc. Paragraph Aleph, Al pi ha-toira ha-maschil tiku b'choyde shofar ha-medaber mi-toichocho b'likute tanina simen ches. This halacha will be based on chapter 8 in the second half of Likut Imran. Ayin Shom, review that chapter. V'haklal, to summarize some of the highlights there, shalidei ha-tfila b'bechinas din shel ha-bal koyach, Moitzin me'asitrachro kol hachius digdusha shebolo im kol atzmus chius amamish. Rabbeinu Zalveh tells us that tefillah is usually associated with kindness, mercy, charity. We're usually focusing on trying to arouse Hashem's kindness, mercy, and we're asking Hashem to be kind and charitable to us. That's standard tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal says there are certain times that due to certain types of sins that people do, it destroys the channel of kindness. The kindness becomes perverted. There's a pasuk, I believe, Rachmei Rishoim Achzori. The kindness of wicked people is viciousness, meanness. A wicked person will say, be nice to this guy. Why put him behind bars? Would you do that to your own father? Put him behind bars? Let the guy go. Leave him alone. He made a mistake. And they don't put the person in prison, and he kills another 50 people, chas v'shalom, or he kills himself, rachman l'slam. That's one definition of that part, rachmei rishoim achzori, that the kindness of rishoim is achzorius, liberals, people like that. There's another definition, rachmei rishoim, that the kindness that needs to be shown to rishoim is achzori, to be tough with them, because they don't understand any other language. Any other language won't help them. But in any case, there is a concept whereby the channel of kindness gets messed up, and when that happens, people who want to daven to Hashem, if they try to do it the standard method, it won't work, because that channel is off. It's offline. So Rabbi Nizal explains there's a second channel called Din, judgment, Gvura. And there is a concept of a tefillah bebechinas din, which the tzaddikim are familiar with. There is a situation where the tefillah is not based on mercy, where the tefillah is based on judgment. There are places in the tefillah where we say to Hashem, Oyra gvura secha. Hashem, where's your power? Where's your might? Wake up your gvura. What are we asking for gvura for? We're usually asking for chesed. The answer is this is an example of this tefillah bebechinas din, which is applied in certain special times, special extraordinary circumstances, the tzaddikim know how to apply it to be able to achieve certain goals. So Rabbi Nizal tells us over there in the Likutei Moran that through this tefillah bebechinas din of a bal koyach, someone who's very powerful, a tzaddik who's very powerful, when he gives forth this type of a tefillah bebechinas din, that the Satan, the Yetzirah, sees the word din, he says, hey, that's me. That's my channel. That belongs to me. The Yetzirah grabs that tefillah and tries to swallow it. Rabbi Nizal shows all of this in Psukim. And the tefillah ends up getting stuck in the throat of the Yetzirah. There's a pasuk, Bitzavoroi Yolin Oiz. Oiz is power. The power remains overnight, gets stuck in his throat. What happens when somebody gets something stuck in their throat and it's a serious matter? They have to vomit to try to dislodge it. Rabbi Nizal says there, through that, Moitzin me'asitra achra kol hachiyus digdusha shebola, this results in the sitra achra being forced to return, to give back, to regurgitate all the mitzvahs and all the holiness that he swallowed up, all the holy sparks and souls and mitzvahs that the Yetzirah sometimes is able to swallow up when it's not done properly, different circumstances. Now the Yetzirah is forced to spit all of that out, to give that back. Im kol atzmus chiyus amamish. And then to spit up its own guts. We know when a person vomits, Rachman al-Tzlan chas, and they vomit all everything they have inside of them, and then they continue vomiting, their guts, they say, my God, I was vomiting a bile, my guts, mamish, my guts were coming out. That's what happens to the sitra achra through this tefillah bebechinas din, which results, again, Rabbi Nizal says over there, in converts. Converts means part of the sitra achra, part of the sitra achra himself. This person was a non-Jew. And he ends up being spit out in this process by having forced the sitra achra to regurgitate, to give all this back, by sending him this missile, this tefillah bebechinas din. Ki zois hatefillah oimedes bebeis habliya shelo, because this tefillah gets stuck in the throat of the sitra achra, ad shehi muchrachas litein hakois, until it forces the sitra achra to have to vomit bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chayil bola, he swallowed up something very powerful, vayikienu, and he was forced to throw it up, to give it back, v'chulu, etc. Rabbi Nizal goes on to say over there in Likutei Moran, v'zeo bechinas kriyas yamsuf, and this is what took place at kriyas yamsuf also, with the Egyptians being swallowed up and then spit out from the Red Sea. Bechinas, as we find over there, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ato foirarto be'ozcho yom, you Hashem crumbled the sea with your might, with your strength. Ozcho. Ozcho is not kindness. Ozcho is power, gvura. Shibarto roshei taninim alamoyim. You smashed the heads of the snakes upon the water over there. V'chulu, etc. Rabbeinu Zal over there elaborates on all of this in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ayin shom kol hamaymar. Study that entire chapter in Likutei Moran. V'idezeh zoichin lekoil hanigun sheyisar losit. And through this, we are zoichet to activate, to initiate the special song that's going to be played in the future when Mashiach comes. Shaydezeh zoichin lemezoinet in shmosa. And this leads to a person being able to receive soul food, nourishment for the soul. Umachmien mezoinet de gufa. And when the soul gets stronger, the body gets weaker. The more we feed the soul, the more we're detracting, taking away from the body. Shehu bechinas okev de sitra achra. The food, the materialistic food, the physical food, is referred to as the heel of the sitra achra, the heel of the foot of the sitra achra. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says about Yaakov and Esav, ve'yodoy oichezes ba'akev Esav. That when Esav tried to come out first from his mother's womb, Yaakov Avinu was holding on to his foot. Study over there in Likutei Moran, study the chapter well, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this in great detail. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas masu umatn. And this is connected to the topic of business, conducting business. Kal yedei kol hamas umatn mevarin umoitzin nitzoitzois hakdoishim meyim ke aklipois kimavur b'div Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymois. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in many places in his Sforim, by Jews conducting business, they are coming into contact with holy sparks and holy souls that are found in those things that they're conducting business. Whether it's real estate, whether it's gold or jewelry, whether it's medications, whatever it is. In all of those physical, materialistic things, there are found sparks, holy sparks and souls. And through the process of trying to do business properly in a kosher way, we come into contact with those holy sparks and we elevate them, we raise them. From the depths, from being in the depths of klipa, of sitra achra, we bring them back into the kedusha. V'alkein kol mi sheroitze lases masumatn b'kedusha tzorich lekabel koyach me'atfil anal shel abal koyach shebebchinas din. Therefore, a Jew going out to do business has to attach himself to, has to receive help from this bal koyach, from this tzaddik who's davening his tefillah with this koyach, which is the tefillah bebechinas din, she'al yodo moitzien me'asitra achra kol anitzoytze sakdoishim. It's that tefillah bebechinas din that has the power to extract from the sitra achra all of those holy sparks that are swallowed up, that are found within the domain of the sitra achra. Kanal, as we said before. V'zeh shom rabbi seinu zal, and this is why the Gemara says in Psachim, page 118, koshin mezoinoiso shel odom kekriyas yamsuf, that earning a livelihood is as difficult as splitting the Red Sea. Look at the two things that are being compared. Ki lasois masu matan ulahamshich parnosa hu kriyas yamsuf mamish, because a Jew trying to earn a living or conducting business is doing the same thing that was being done at the splitting of the Red Sea. Ki yefsher lasois masu matnu lahamshich parnoso ki mal yidei matayoyis hanal. It's impossible to conduct business or to earn a living unless you have some of that power. There's a power involved. There's this matayoyis, this stick, this big stick. Shehu bechinas hatfila shel abal koyach hanal, which symbolizes the tfila of that powerful tzaddik, shehu bebchinas din, a tefillah that's in the format of din, shaydezeh hoyo kriyas yamsuf. That's how kriyas yamsuf took place. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, ato foirarto ve'ozcho yom. You Hashem crumbled the sea with your oiz, with your power. The word ozcho is used, which means power. Kamashakosav Shum, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, Ayin Shum, take a look over there. Rabbeinu Zal shows very clearly through several different ways that Kriyas Yamsuf was din. There was din there. The sea was raging and roaring. Ki ikar chisoron haparnoso. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ikar chisoron haparnoso hu al yidei pigama bris kayedua. One of the main things that causes a lack of parnosa is pigama bris, when a person commits sins in the area of the association between men and women, whether it's sins in thought, in speech, in action. Shezeo b'chinas chet Adam HaRishon. This is the concept of the sin of Adam HaRishon, where it's brought that one aspect of the sin of the Eitz Hadas was that Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. His wife was created several hours after him. If they would have waited to have their original union till Shabbos, everything would have been perfect. Everything would have been the highest level of holiness, and the world would have been brought to a tikkun. Because they didn't, because there was a union between them during the on the sixth day, which was weekday, not on Shabbos, that was considered for them an aspect of pigam abris. That was considered a pigam in that they didn't wait. Just like the whole concept of tikkun abris is waiting until the woman is clean, waiting. Here they were supposed to wait till Shabbos. That was their mitzvah. Shenigzar al yedei zeh, and what was decreed because of that? Be'itzovo in toichalena, that your eating will be with depression. Your earning a livelihood will be with struggle, with suffering. Ki bahamasu matnva parnoso yesh nitzoitzois kedoshim givoyim oy. Because in business and in earning a livelihood, there are very, very high holy sparks that are found there. Valide pigamabris, and when there's pigamabris, azay yoy nekes hasitrachromeim kanal, baturnal. Then the Sitrachra is able to grab those holy sparks and draw on them, draw energy and strength and power from the fact that those sparks are in the domain of the Sitrachra. Vazai koshin mizaynoisav moid. And then the person finds it extremely difficult to earn a living, to make a living. V'yef shaloi laham shicha parnoso kiim al yidei atfila hanal. And in such a situation, the only way that the person can achieve parnasa is through that special tefillah. Shehi bebechinas din shel ha-bal koyach. The tefillah in the format of din of the powerful tzaddik. Shal yodo moitzien me'asitrachra kol hanitzoitzois hagdusha shebola. That gives us the ability to extract, to rescue, to retrieve from the sitrachra all the holy sparks that the Sitrachra swallowed up. This is the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, swallowing up. The Sitrachra swallowing the Kedusha and being forced to give it back. Shezeo b'chinas Kriyas Yamsuf kanal. This is the whole concept of Kriyas Yamsuf. Shezochu oz la'shirus godoil, whereby the Jews were zeche to achieve incredible wealth there. Shehu bizas hayam, which is the booty that they got from the Egyptians at the splitting of the Red Sea. The Egyptians, when they came out to war, they brought all of their gold and jewelry and diamonds, everything, as a sign of strength. Look who we are. Look who we are. We're the richest. We're the most powerful. Wealth is power. Look how powerful we are to frighten their enemies. And all of this was accomplished. How did Moshe Rabbeinu split the Red Sea? How did all of that happen? Through that powerful stick. That's what it's called. Matei Oiz. That's what caused the Sitrachra to have to spit up and vomit up all the holy sparks that it had swallowed, all the wealth of the Jews that they had taken away for generations and everything. They were forced to give it all back now. And one form of these holy sparks is holy wealth. Sheshom kol nitzoitzos hagdoisha. It's in wealth that has found these holy sparks. Kamashikosav Rabbeinu Zal b'Mokamachar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 56 in Likut Imran and in other places, that in money, when we see the glitter of money, when we talk about the glitter, the shine of money, that's those holy sparks. That's the Kiddusha that's there, that's hidden there, that's shining, that's tingling. Nimtzo she'ikar ha'parnoso yefshel ha'mshich kima idei atfilo b'b'chinas din shel ba'koyekanal. So therefore, we see from this that the majority of parnasa, the majority of things related to parnasa, the only way to be able to get it, to achieve it, is through din, the left channel, not the right channel, the left channel. V'zeo b'chinas givuras gishomim shemaskirim ebirchas atagibor. With this, we'll understand an incredible thing. The first Mishnah in Tainus begins with the words Maskirin Gevurais Kshamim. We pray for rain of Gevura. Gevurais Kshamim, it's called. And where do we mention rain? In the part of Shmoneh Esrei, it begins Ato Gibor Li'olam Hashem Mashivaruach Umoyred Agoshem. You Hashem are Gevura, send us the rain. Ki Hagshamim Hem Bishvil Parnosa. Because rain is for the sake of parnasa, to water all the vegetation, everything. And rain and parnasa come to the world from the left side, from gvura. Bechinas gvuras kshamim, as it's called in the Gemara. Hainu al yedei tfila bebechinas dinanal, through this tfila of the format of din. Shezeo b'chinas birkas atogibor. One example of the tefillah b'chinas din is what we say every day in Shmoneh Esrei. When we say atogibor, we should say atorachamon Hashem. Mashivaruach Moed Hagoshem. We don't say that. We say atogibor l'olam Hashem. Mashivaruach Moed Hagoshem. Shu b'chinas tefillah b'chinas gvura v'din. Sheshom mazkirin gishamim u'parnosa. That's where we mention rain and parnosa. As we say, Mashiva Ruach Umoyred Agoshem, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed. Right after that, we say that Hashem sustains the living with kindness. But the kindness is coming from Gvura, from Atogibor. Kalyidei Tfila Hanal Shimateois Nase Ramim, Kemavura Hetevshon. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that when a tzaddik gives forth this tfila bebchinas din, this causes thunder. V'horamim heim b'shvilag shomim, and thunder is for the purpose of rain. Sheheim b'chinas parnosa shenim sheches, which represents the parnosa that's coming down. Gamkein alidei ha'tfila b'chinas din anal, it represents the parnosa that's coming through tfila b'chinas din. Because these holy sparks, which the Sitra Achra now has to return through this tefillah bebechinas din, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Chayil bola vayikienu, kamay shekos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Elu hanitzoitzois heim bechinas parnoso vashirus. Though another word for those holy sparks is parnoso, wealth. That's the physical manifestation of those holy sparks. Shenikroim chayil. We know that parnosa and wealth are called chayil also. The pasuk said, chayil bola vayikienu, that the Sitra Achra swallowed up chayil, which is those holy sparks, and I was supposed to go, chayil means parnosa. Kamay shekosav, as it says in Chumash Dvorim, that you're going to get rich, and you're going to build houses and everything, and you're going to say, I made all of this, I did all of this. The Torah says, don't you dare say that. You better remember that v'zochartu es Hashem aleikecha, remember your Hashem, ki hu hanoisin l'cho koyach nasa ischoyel. Because Hashem is the one who gives you the koyach, the power to generate income. The targum on those words, lasa ischoyel, is lemikni nichsin, to acquire possessions, to acquire wealth. Ki achayel, shehu hu ashirus v'parnosa, nimshach al yidei koyach u'gvura. Because this power, this chayil, this strength, which is wealth and parnasa, comes through koyach and gvura. Haynu ayde atfila bebechinas din shel ba koyach anal, through the tefillah in the form of din, which the great powerful tzaddikim are able to give, Shal yodoi ha-sitra achra meki anitzoytze sagdusha. That's what could force the sitra achra to have to give back the holy sparks. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chayil bola vayikienu. He swallowed up this power and forced to give it back. Shizeo bechinas parnosa vashirus shenikra chayil kanal. This is the concept of parnosa and wealth, which are also called chayil, as we showed in the pasuk before. Vizehu kihu hanoisin lecho koyach lasos choyil. Because Hashem is the one who gives you the koyach. Note the word again. It doesn't say he shows you the mercy or the Hashem is the one who gives you the koyach lasos choyil, to generate parnosa. Parnosa ashiris comes from the left side. We have the famous pasuk, oirech yomim biyemina, long life is on the right, ubismoila oishev echoved, and on the left is wealth and power. This is something that requires explanation, because again, we know that tefillah is all about kindness, mercy. We know that the only way we approach Hashem, but now we're being shown, we're being opened another door to show that there's other factors involved. Rav Nosson Zal, in many places in Likutei Halachos, addresses this issue of kindness and koyach. How do these two interact to each other? For us, Baruch Hashem, we have the Anshei Knesset Hagdoila, these great rabbis, where the Shechina spoke through them. The Shmon Esrei that we have is direct from Hashem. Hashem taught them to show us how to pray. So if we find that it says in Shmon Esrei, Ato Gibor Le'olam Hashem, we know we're allowed to say those words, and we know that that helps us. This isn't something that a person takes on his own. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos gives many examples. In Tikkun Chatzos, in Tikkun Rochel of Tikkun Chatzos, we find an example of this tefillah bebechinas din, in Tachnun, in certain places in Tachnun, certain special places where we see this being employed.